Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, live from the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, Cottage Grove Road, Madison, Wisconsin. And I got my little buddy here, Dominic, joined early. He's at the party.
It's a happy hour, baby.
And I got my Dane County executive, Joe Parisi, here. He's a friend of the Devil's. Joe, thanks for joining us on the deck, man.
Thanks for inviting me. Welcome back to the East Side, my friends.
Thank you. Good to see you, Joe. Likewise.
Like once a year at minimum, we got to come party.
That's right.
Technically, Joe, it's like our third birthday as an FM radio enterprise in this little community.
Yeah, that's great.
So
man,
we're going to celebrate.
Excellent.
Joe, I want to reference an article about you in the Isthmus.
Uh-oh.
At least the headline. The most powerful man you don't know.
Wow.
Now, I would have clipped that one, put it in the living room wall.
Cheslevich doesn't know many people. That's the problem.
Dave Cheslevich, the former mayor. But you've got a substantially larger budget than the former mayor of Madison ever managed. The county budget, about three times the city of Madison's budget.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, you're managing a lot of capital.
Uh-huh.
You're a fiduciary, aren't you, sir?
I do my best. Yeah, a lot of people aren't real familiar with county government and the role we play and, you know, all the different areas we're involved with. And, yeah, we have about a $600 million annual operating budget, plus anywhere from a $50 to $150 million capital budget. But half of that money goes to providing human services, you know, help for people with mental health challenges, homeless individuals, et cetera. But we get involved in basically everything you can think of. We have a lot of environmental work, lakes cleanup, a whole bunch of great clean energy and renewable energy and, you know, climate change work that we're doing, highway department, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Joe, we've obviously, since this article published January of 2020, we had a little pandemic.
We sure did.
Hell, it's still going on if you believe the recent statistics. Joe, how much has governance on the county level changed in light of the pandemic? How has your role changed as county executive?
Yeah, I mean, really in a big way. Not only, obviously, do we have to and did we have to keep everything moving that we deal with on a daily basis, but, you know, we were, you know, ground zero for all of the responses, you know, between myself and the mayor of Madison and the public health department, because we share a joint public health department, our Department of Division of Emergency Management, you know, coordinating efforts. It was really kind of almost like a wartime effort, right, to learn as much as we could, you know, as they say, kind of building the airplane mid-flight, because none of us knew what was going on to begin with, and trying to do our job of keeping people safe, informing everyone everything that we knew about, being as honest as possible, but trying not to freak people out at the same time,
right?
Because those were some scary times. And then realizing that there was the public health side of it, then trying to keep people safe through that, but knowing that the pandemic and the responses also, you know, resulted in economic challenges for a whole bunch of people too. So we had to feed people, we had to get rent relief, we created partnerships with Second Harvest Food Bank, we had to help small businesses and daycares survive, and on and on and on. We had moved over 300 people who were experiencing homelessness into hotels to try to keep them safe, you know. So there are so many things on top of our everyday duties that we had to put in place. And of course, we assumed it would and hoped it would be for 6 months, maybe a year. And it's, you know, it's in a different phase now, obviously, but we're still dealing with some of those challenges while keeping a watchful eye on the current situation, because as you alluded to, we're having a pretty steep increase in cases as we speak. So we'll always be monitoring these situations and preparing to respond, you know, at the adequate levels and preparing to address them. So it really has changed the job, you know, a lot.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates live on the deck at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, one of our favorite places, one of our favorite people. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi joins us here at the table. And Joe, I guess I shouldn't be shocked by anything in this world anymore, but I was very surprised by the opposition to simple public health requests or mandates, things like mask mandates. Did you ever expect, you talked about fighting a war or taking a warlike stance, did you think you'd be fighting a battle against your own constituents that would resist, what we would perceive as common sense public health?
Yeah, I really didn't. You know, I think it, obviously it's a reflection of the so many of the divides in our society today, and it's really unfortunate because something got politicized that there's no realm on which that public health should be politicized, right? I thought our biggest challenges, and they were, would be keeping people safe from the virus, masking people up, getting people vaccinated. I assumed like once the vaccines were out, everyone would line up and we'd get them. And in Dane County, we had a great participation in that. You know, we have one of the highest vaccination rates in the nation. We are tied for the lowest per capita death rate in the nation right here in Dane County. And that really is in large part to the people in this community working with one another, you know, taking the precautions they need, getting vaccinated. A huge shout out goes to, you know, our public health department and all the community-based organizations and our employees who worked so hard to help keep people safe. But again, while we're doing all that, we had to fight the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, who kept suing us to try to strike down the public health measures that we were trying to enact. We had to deal with various levels of people politicizing common sense public health, initiatives, which, you know, didn't make the job any easier.
Joe Parisi, if we have another wave, and it seems inevitable that we may, do you have any arrows left in the quiver? Do you have any policies left at your disposal after some of these lawsuits from Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty?
Yeah, there's still one that's still waiting to be decided regarding, you know, public health's ability to issue, you know, certain guidelines too. And I think we'll have some more clarity on that this summer. But, you know, I think it's more of our home cooking, what we learned last time, right, along with anything new that we learned that comes up. It's not as much that we have to come up with new things to do. We have to continue to do what we know works and do it as well as we can and keep people informed, because what we saw in Dane County is people making the right choices, the vast majority of people, once they were armed with the knowledge of how they could protect themselves and their neighbors.
Joe Parisi, Dane County Executive, here at the table with us. I guess I'm monopolizing that one.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
He's my county executive.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Joe, we are not exempt from inflation here.
That's
anyone
for sure.
That's been at the gas pump has seen the rising fuel cost, et cetera. And we've got probably a few more electric cars than many places, but I don't drive one of them, not yet. Joe, you put forth a proposal to try and give relief to county employees.
Yeah.
$1,000 sort of a offset against the inflationary pressures they felt. Joe, did that go through? I know there was some pressure even from some supposed lefties. They didn't like that idea.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the $1,000?
Yeah, so no, the county board didn't take it up. It went down in one of their committees, and so I don't believe the final nail is in the coffin, you know, officially, but it looks to me like it's not going to happen now because it went down in their finance committee, and so probably won't even come up for a vote, which, you know, I thought was unfortunate because these are the folks who, you know, a lot of them frontline workers who have worked through the pandemic, helping people out, working with our most vulnerable population. And like anyone else, they're feeling the pinch at the gas pump and the grocery store. So, you know, we were hoping we could give them $1,000 boost to help them get through. But, you know, it is what it is. I gave it my best shot. And if it doesn't go anywhere, we just move on and keep doing the business that's before us.
Joe, how has employee retention been on the county level? I know, as a small employer, it's hard to find good people, hard to keep good people, although Dom sticks around. But, maybe he's accepted from one of those two. But, Joe,
we'll work for drinks.
How's employer of many employees in Dane County. How's that going for the county?
Yeah. You know, it's tougher than it used to be because people there are, especially, you know, when we look at like the tech industry in Dane County and biotech, the insurance industry, there are a lot of really high paying jobs and employers are paying more and more and offering bonuses. So what we try to do, and we're having good luck at keeping people, you know, we try to create the best work environment possible. We're doing things like we still have a lot of people, if they're able to, you know, work remotely as much as possible as they can, we let them do that, right? You know, we do everything we can to treat our employees the best we can. We have extra COVID leave, you know, for people who come down with it so they don't have to burn through their sick leave, etc. And so we've been doing okay. You know, it's still a good place to work, great benefits. But, you know, we will remain under constant pressure like everyone else right now to, you know, attract and then keep those folks.
Joe Parisi, Dane County Executive, for just a couple more minutes. Joe, headline here, Mitchell Schmidt from the Wisconsin State Journal. Talking about a Dane County judge. Want to get your take on this, if you would indulge me. Dane County judge pushed back Tuesday against what he called ridiculous claims by a conservative lawyer who has sued the state elections commission in Wisconsin's five largest cities, alleging that the acceptance of private grants to administer the 2020 election constituted bribery. The judge, Stephen Elke, said he will decide on the matter in mid-June. And this is regarding, but raised multiple questions about the allegations brought forth by Eric Cardall. This is the Chicago-based Thomas More Society
attorney. I've interviewed him. Yeah.
He's a piece of work. Here's what the judge said. It's very obvious, but I don't think much of that argument, talking about the bribery. Quite frankly, I think it's ridiculous. You know, Dane County, city of Madison, always a target, you know, for Republicans. And I want to get your take as one who has gone through the electoral process. How do you think this jump on and criticism of electoral processes here in Wisconsin is going to impact upcoming elections? We've got about a minute.
Yeah. So I can tell you that in Dane County, I mean, my first elected office was county clerk, the person who ran the countywide elections. We have some of the best election facilities and workers and processes in the nation, all backed up by a paper trail, all audited. It's pure politics when people challenge us on this kind of thing. You know, their people are honest here, they're efficient, they do a great job. None of these charges have ever been proven. In fact, all the charges that the right tries to throw at us have been debunked. You know, it's like if you can't win the game playing by the rules, they try to call everything fake news that they disagree with.
Yeah, so, a little insurrection here and there doesn't hurt them either,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, our fine guest, thank you so much for joining us here at the Jade Monkey. Joe, let us buy you something cold on the way out. Thank you so much for joining us at the table.
Thanks, guys. Always great to see you.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Come back with us. The party continues. Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, Madison.